It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Breaking royal news. Baby number 3 of Kate Middleton and Prince William has arrived. It is a baby boy. The Duchess of Cambridge gave birth to son on Monday. Today, early this morning, probably a few hours ago. Quote here says, Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cambridge, was safely delivered of a son at 110.1 hours. The baby weighs, or 1,101 hours, I guess. The baby weighs 8 pounds, 7 ounces, Kensington Palace announced on Twitter. The Duke of Cambridge was present for the birth. Her Royal Highness and her child are both doing well. So very exciting news for them.
It is time to wipe the Royal Hiney and powder the Royal Booty.
Yeah, he now becomes fifth in line to the British throne behind Grandpa Prince Charles, Papa William, and Prince George, and Princess Charlotte.
Do you think he's going to be like Stewie from Family Guy and like try to kill the whole family, like plot just so he can get up there? Like, nah.
Well, if it isn't him, it'll be Prince Harry, because now this new baby also jumps in front of Uncle Prince Harry in the succession. So
dang.
Prince Harry really got the short end of the
stick. Isn't he a ginger too?
Yes.
Man, he's got everything going against him.
He's got everything going against him, except he is getting married to Meghan Markle this year.
Nice.
That baby also doesn't have a name yet, or it does, I'm sure, but they haven't announced it. Smallville star Allison Mack was arrested for her involvement in a sex trafficking ring. The 35-year-old actress was arrested by the FBI in New York City on Friday. Mack was charged with sex trafficking for recruiting women to be slaves of Keith Rainier, who is the leader of the group Nexium. Rainier was arrested in Mexico in March for sex trafficking, and Mack entered a plea of not guilty and was ordered detained by the judge. Today, there will be a hearing to determine her bail. If convicted, Mack faces between 15 years in life in prison. There was a 2020 special on ABC a few months ago where one victim named Sarah described her experience.
Weird doesn't begin to cover it. Sarah told authorities she thought they were there to get tattoos. Instead, she says they found out they were all going to be branded.
It sounds like a horror movie, what
you're
describing. It
was a horror movie. It was the most inhumane, horrific way to treat anybody.
What was that like?
It was worse than childbirth.
Yeah, isn't that really sad?
Wow.
Vern Troyer, the actor best known for playing Mini-Me in the Austin Powers movies with Mike Myers, has died.
I shall call him Mini-Me.
He was also one of the shortest men in the world at 2 feet 8 inches and was 49. According to his family, Vern died Saturday. Sources say he was on psychiatric hold in L.A. earlier this month after cops were called about him being suicidal. He was treated for alcohol poisoning. He struggled with alcoholism for years and had been to rehab many times as he battled depression.
I had to do everything that my older brother and younger sister had to do. And my whole family's average size. So we had a farm, we had cows, we had pigs, we had chickens. I had to help carry wood because we had a wood-burning stove to heat the house. So I really owe a lot to my parents to, you know, distill that independence and, you know, do things on your own.
World-famous producer and DJ Avicii was also found dead while on vacation Friday. He was 28. Avicii was seen hanging out on a yacht with friends, looking happy and healthy the day before he died. Two autopsies were performed over the weekend, and according to the police, Avicii's death was not the result of any criminal activity or foul play. The police didn't offer up a cause of death. Harry Styles is on the cover of GQ Australia's May issue, and in the cover story, they talked about how Taylor Swift was caught naked.
Naked?
In Harry Styles' friend's kitchen. Yes, Harry lived with this guy named Ben Winston and his wife around 2012 and 2013, and Ben has mentioned a few times that Harry would bring famous people to their house. In the article, they mentioned that when Ben said his wife bumped into a, quote, very naked, very famous blonde pop star, also known as Taylor Swift. I thought that was juicy AF.
Was there a landing strip?
Questions we all want to know.
Country music icon Shania Twain said that if she could have voted in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, she would have backed President Trump. In an interview with The Guardian published on Sunday, the country singer from Canada said that even though she thought Trump had flaws, she would have supported him because she saw him as an honest person. Shania said, I would have voted for him because even though he was offensive, he seemed honest. Do you want straight or polite? Not that you shouldn't be able to have both, but if I were voting, I just wouldn't want BS. I would have voted for a feeling that it was transparent. She added, in politics, have a reputation of not being transparent, right? Hours after publication of the article, Shania followed up on Twitter apologizing to, quote, anybody I have offended and giving her comments more context. She said that based on her limited understanding, Trump seemed accessible and relatable to a portion of America, but noted that she did not, quote, hold any common moral beliefs with the current president.
Now, can you say that in a Canadian accent, please?
I can't do any accents. We know this by now about me. Glee star Kevin McHale came out in a tweet on Friday. The actor tweeted, hashtag no tears left to cry is gayer than me, and I accept. Thank you at Ariana Grande. He never publicly confirmed that he's gay until now, but fans have been speculating about his love life ever since he started posting photos of himself with another man on social media. And No Tears Left to Cry is Ariana Grande's new song that came out, so he's tweeting about that. That is The Garbage.